Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to a very special episode of Story Break, the Writer's Room podcast where three and sometimes four Hollywood professionals have an hour to turn a humble idea into a pitch for an awesome movie. I'm your host with the most, Freddy Wong.
I'm Will Campos, the number two host of this poodcast. And I'm very excited about today's episode of a screenwriter.
Yeah.
Oops, oh. Excuse me. I am Matt Arnold, and I made an oopsie.
Good, Matt. Great. Fantastic. I'm going to make that your ringtone, actually.
I really hope this is someone's first episode of this podcast.
We are joined today...
I'm in a good mood.
...by a name you've heard many times in the past. That's right. The slicer, the dicer, the killer of edits himself. Cameron Covell.
Hey, this is Cameron Covell, Hollywood professional.
Wow, good.
Hell
deep
yeah.
Deeper
That's right.
than normal, usually.
Writer, director, auteur of Death by Potato.
Star of Arrested Development.
Can I say some of your accomplishments?
You may, Freddie. I'll give you permission.
I want a humble brag for you. First and foremost, Cameron is the only person in the history of our company, present company included, to have a film available on Amazon
Featured
Prime.
Film.
A feature motherfucking film on Amazon Prime called...
Death by Potato is the name of the film.
And That's you right. We watch that shit, Cameron gets a fucking cut. You damn right.
That's
Number
right.
Number two, he was on Arrested Development, a television show that we have seen. You were, if I recall, in the episode where the Captain Hook play... Happens.
Yes, that's correct. So my two large claim to flame, my two large claim to fames is on Arrested Development. I played a young prison child, and then my second is I was on an episode of Cold Case where I played a young Nazi boy.
Oh, what?
So
really?
What?
I didn't know about this. We know the Nazi clip.
That's correct. Yes,
we're gonna have that clip available. Hopefully,
that explains the Nazi costume you have in your closet. I was wondering about this.
That's correct.
Did you play like you really were you like a Hitler cult or something?
I they were doing the cabaret, a musical, and a murder happened backstage. And while the murder was happening, I was singing one of the songs from Cabaret as a small Nazi child.
Wait, were you singing?
Don't make me do anything, Freddie.
No. But were you singing in the episode?
I was singing.
So
in the episode.
So did you get additional royalties for song performance?
Ooh, you know, I was so young at the time, didn't even think about
Technically,
it.
Technically,
he did the whole thing for some Starburst. That's how young
That's
he was.
Right. At me, SAG.
So I want to be clear. Cameron is the most professional Hollywood professional we've ever had on, present company included.
And as a tribute to that, they decided to do an episode about poop.
Oh,
so.
I was going to say, the longer we take to get to what we're doing, the better the intro of mine and Will were, where people are like, what are they doing talking about poop?
Yeah. All right, so Will came in hot and steaming with this one. Will, what are we doing this
So
week?
My sister informed me last night, we were talking about Christmas presents, and she was like, you should do a story break about the hottest toy of 2018. And if you're at home, I beg you to Google along so that you understand just how incredible what
if you're
we're talking
driving,
about
pull over and
If you're
Google
driving,
along.
Pull over, tell your next appointment that you're going to be late because it's time for you to learn about Poopsie Surprise, the slime pooping unicorn that is apparently taking the world by storm. It's basically like if a Bratz doll.
Yeah,
like,
I was about to say, it's got like a Bratz plus trolls plus
My Little Pony.
My Little Pony.
But it defecates slime.
Plus German, like, scatological fetishism.
They are unicorn babies. They stand on 2 feet. They're very
bipedal.
Unicorn babies with little diapers, but they're all like glammed up. They're all like very like posh.
They
and
have
fancy.
A pearl. They have a pearlescent sheen,
and they're all holding either Frappuccinos or 7-Eleven slushies.
Wait, really?
Yes, that's what they hold.
Oh my god, they have slushies in this universe.
For those of you close to our age, essentially the way the toy works is if you ever had GAC. There used to also be a GAC factory where you can make GAC. That's essentially what this is. You mix water and you give them a slushy, which is essentially just water and gelatin.
And you feed it to them.
You feed it to them and then you shake them around and then you make them go poop. And the poop is just GAC. And then they also give you like glitter that you can then add in the GAC so you can make a glittery poop. And then they have molds of poop that you can then turn the GAC into poop molds. So it's
You've gotta be kidding.
I'm so excited to have a little daughter. If this is the shit that toy companies are coming out.
$50.
I also want to say they sell little it looks like the little keychains that come with other types of like milkshake that you can give to your Poopsie Surprise. And I just wanna these are very good. There's one that looks like Marilyn Monroe called Manure-Lynn Monroe, and she comes with a bottle of number two Schmell.
I love this. I love this so much.
So
this
fucking good.
I just came in talking
it.
About Roma and about Spider-Man Multiverse, and honestly, this is my favorite fucking thing this year. I'm in love
poopsie
with
surprise.
This poopsie surprise.
There's, okay, so there's one called Queen Doodoo, and her, she comes with a can there from Wipe Castle.
Okay.
And then there's, of course, there's a hamburger shaped poop called Patty that comes with a can from In Then Out Burger, which
oh my
is
God.
My favorite
so,
thing of all time.
There's a couple of things that immediately leap to mind here. One is.
Oh, sorry, Freddie, really quick. I also have to, if you are going to get this for your daughter, you have to get the Pooey Vuitton deluxe poop shaped bag that comes with like all sorts of different glittering.
Yeah, they have like
your,
essentially
your...
the poop emoji, but then they add like. A handle to it so it looks like a purse. So I just want to say this is the directions on the website. There's a few things we have to say. So make unicorn poop. Step one, make slime. So you actually make slime first, and then you add magic to change the color, and then you collect and store slime, and you collect and store the slime into different poo bags. So the idea is also that you buy one unicorn, but then you keep buying new bags to store more poo.
That's what I'm looking at is the bags. Yeah,
yes.
These are the bags that
so
come
so they
with
want
thing.
You to... To
so wait a second. Does it make the slime?
Yes. You feed
it the little drink.
And then you shake it. And the video shows you shaking. That shaking is essentially just mixing gelatin and water. So then you get your gack. Mm-hmm. And then, in order to make it not just look like gross Nickelodeon gack, you add color and glitter to make it beautiful unicorn poop. And then you store it as you do poop, as you normally do, right? We all store our own poop
this
in multiple bags.
This is teaching some unhealthy, unsanitary hoarding habits to the next generation.
This is wild. Okay, so really quick. On the front page, there seems to be four... This also seems to have like a house system like Harry Potter, which we'll get to in a second.
Yeah.
But there are four poopsie surprise unicorns on the front page. There are Whoopsie Doodle... There's who seems a little bit like the goth one. Then there's Oopsie Starlight, which seems like the most glam. Then there's Rainbow Bright Star, which seems like the social activist.
Seems like they added the word star to Rainbow Bright.
Yeah. And then there's Dazzle Darling, who is like the little like baby. Like since if that was the Spice Girls, that would be
it's the Spice
baby
Girls.
Spice.
Yeah, baby
it's
Spice.
It's the Spice Girls, is it not?
Yeah, this is the Spice Girls.
Interesting.
Is it not the archetypes established by...
The Jungian archetypes.
The Jungian archetypes established by...
The trickster, the posh.
The trickster, the posh.
The sporty.
All right.
Let's dive in. Let's start the clock.
Great.
Oh, all right, God. So give me the names of the poops again. What are the names of the unicorns?
The unicorns are Whoopsie Doodle.
We got Whoopsie Doodle. Mm-hmm.
Whoopsie. And then you got...
Give me her deal. What's her deal? She's like the
you
goth?
You can't get
the
any... Goth. She is she's the goth or sporty. She's got like... she got like kind of like those... I mean, they all got diapers on. She's got black diapers on.
Black diaper.
And like an edgy purple shirt.
Edgy purple shirt. Okay.
That is her primary character quality. Edgy purple shirt.
Then you got Oopsie Starlight.
Oopsie Starlight.
Who seems to have who seems to be tatted up.
She has tats?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're probably stickers.
She's a baby.
Yeah. They're probably stickers, but she's tatted up. And she's got a black shirt and a white diaper.
Interesting.
There's something on the shirt. Let me see.
I think she's the goth, actually. I think the one on the left is the sporty one. Then we got Rainbow Bright Star.
So she's like the alpha. She's the leader.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's Posh Spice. Mm-hmm. She's got like a...
You know a lot more about the Spice Girls than I do.
She's got... she's got a blue shirt, classy blue shirt with
a
rainbow,
rainbow
star.
Hair, right?
Yeah, she got rainbow hair. And then you got Dazzling Darling, who's Baby Spice, who's got, you know, pink and light blue and
The youthful one.
Perhaps the pathology can be elucidated by the content of the shirts they're wearing. I note that one has a purple shirt that says whatever on it.
Which one is that?
That's definitely a Whoopsie Doodle.
Okay, Whoopsie Doodle has the whatever shirt.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's probably a little sassy.
Yeah,
yes,
sassy.
There is indeed a degree of sass expressed.
I'm really excited about somebody who runs this website. It's going to be like, hey, there's a weird thing that happened today. 4 30-year-old men were on our website for a full hour.
Call Homeland Security.
For a full hour.
So what does it say on Oopsie Starlight's shirt?
Oopsie Starlight. I'm having difficulty enhancing this image. I'm downloading it now to my I'm downloading it now to my computer so I can zoom in onto it in Photoshop. It seems to have the word believe in there at some point. That combined with
X-Files fan.
There you go.
Believe in yourself, maybe?
Okay.
No. That's Will, stay tuned. I'm using digital forensics
okay.
to figure
Great.
This one
and
out.
And what about when we got the rainbow girl? And then what about this dazzle darling?
She's got like a little cute, it looks like a, I don't know, like a baby face or something on hers.
Okay.
Like she's
cute
pure
baby face.
Yeah.
All right.
There's one element about this photo that to me feels incredibly off-putting. Is all of them are holding slushies.
Yeah.
All right. But if you look closely inside the slushie,
you're right.
It looks like a poopsie surprise. So
my
it looks
God.
Like
oh my God, you're
they have
thinking
eyes.
Their slushies have eyes. That's a good spot, Cameron.
Holy
damn.
Shit. Holy shit, you're right. They are consuming what appear to be sentient slushies.
Yeah, it's almost like an alien where it starts as the face hugger and then turns into the xenomorph. Do they start as the poopsie surprise that then as a phoenix
Holy
rise
shit.
From the ashes?
Okay.
It's like
shit.
What if it's like a weird symbiosis, right? Like that this is they have some sort of symbiotic relationship with the sparkly organism that lives
yeah.
in this can that then like through their life cycle they like share
oh
nutrients
God.
As it passes through their body.
This is all a commentary on capitalism. Essentially what
yeah,
these
no, no, no.
what these
yes.
non what
yes.
these non-caring posh unicorns care about is they suck up the underclass. They suck up
Holy shit. No no
yeah.
because
and then they shit
the
them out
yeah.
into jewelry.
That was the
like
thing.
They literally just eat the poor. And then just make it fancy shit that they get to collect.
That is exactly the thing that I wanted to point out, which was that there was a weird love of both luxury brands and consumer brands in the pun like nomenclature present in this.
Yeah.
Like the fact that you're going for Pui Putan, right? And 7-Eleven, perhaps both sides of society, right, encapsulated in a single image.
In the 7 and the 11.
In the yeah. 7 and the 11. By the way, Will,
so we're
Oopsie Starlight, I have an update.
Yes.
I have done an extensive
oh,
photo forensics here. Oopsie Starlight is wearing a black t-shirt featuring a cartoon cat prancing and shitting above the phrase "Don't stop believing."
Whoa! I want that shirt.
Wow. So basically, we're making Chronicles of Narnia meets The Bling Ring, right?
Yeah.
I do like the idea that these. Yeah, maybe you do have to go something like freaking. Like,
no, but that's so like it's so easy to take the ball and run in the opposite direction. And be like, this is stupid and fucked up. Like, we got to make something for the
yeah.
poopsie, for the people, the poopsie's
the
prize
legions,
crowd,
the
right?
Legions
the legions
of
fans. Who is this movie for if not them?
Okay,
so yeah. you got to harness your. This was a perfect episode for four grown men to tackle. is you have to try. You gotta get to that inner. Like
okay,
9-year-old
so
girl.
Well, can we just get into okay? So like just to talk about the pathology here. Like, what is it with shit?
Well, they've had pooping toys for forever.
Yeah,
like,
I know,
used
no,
to,
no, that's what I mean. Like, what is it? I mean, it speaks
so
to a certain degree of like right because they have diapers. There's a little bit of the doll slash like taking care of a doll thing going.
But here's what is so radical about Poopsie Surprise,
yes.
and we're gonna eventually crack a movie. I promise everybody. But like, here's what is because
get
yes,
it, get it.
You have like the
butt crack a movie.
Very funny. You have like the like again, everyone is familiar with the toy where it's like the baby goes to the bathroom, right? And like,
yeah.
that's all about like recreating the act of raising a child,
right?
Like
right,
taking
right.
care of its, diaper and stuff like that. And then it's like caring, right? Like it's for little kids to sort of replicate what they see their parents do.
Right, right.
But what's so interesting, but even in there, it's like the waste that comes out, like you're disposing of it, right? But now it's like, it is like, it's like someone was like, no, it's glittery and you stretch it and squish it and play around with it. Like it's like, it is like this sort of like radical, like, post modernist kind of like attack on it. Anyway,
are kids gonna start playing with their shit after this?
I at least one kid absolutely will.
Yeah.
Again, it also seems like it is like a again like you know these people know. We also assume that these people are very good at their job, right? Yeah. They created the hit toy of 2018, so this is speaking.
They're
to
tapping
people,
into
right?
something. Yeah.
So to me, it's like the again there is something. This is gonna sound right. There's something almost aspirational about it in terms of that it is like it is these like four
aspirational.
Aspirational.
Well, like not to be ashamed, not to be ashamed of your own poo.
Well, not just that, but it's like again, they're glitzy, they're hip, they're fabulous. You know what I mean? Like they have like again, they go to brunch. Like the like it's like remember like when you would again, it's more like a Barbie in that sense that like a Barbie doll is like they that it
I
is.
I mean,
like
these are coastal
you,
elites. For sure.
They're coastal elites.
I hate them so much.
Let's be honest.
But so okay, so to me, like these four, and it's like I'm like halfway talking myself into it. I'm like yeah, it's about these four urban hip. Cool, fun lifestyle. Unicorns living in the city and having adventures, and then they shit glitter. Like it's the part
and
where
they seem
like,
to eat, and they eat living. They stick living sentient goop into a cup and then drink it.
I don't know. All right, all right. We're spinning our tires. Someone fix this, please.
I have a thought. Okay. In terms of structure. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I look at this image and it's these four glittery unicorns with their exciting drinks. Okay. So when I see this, I see the hero's journey. Okay. I see. This is them right when they've received the great boon, which is the slushy, and they are heading back to their town to bring this beautiful sentient drink and their glittery poo back to a universe that is not glittery and fabulous and wonderful. So what I see is, if we start with these three unicorns are not glittery and beautiful and their poop is brown.
So you're saying
gross.
It's like a self-discovery arc.
Kind of. Yeah. It's like four glam girls stuck in a non-glam town.
Well, so I think they don't start as glam girls.
Well, yeah. Glam deep down.
Yeah. Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah. But they're deep down, this is who they are, but they haven't discovered the sentient poo drink that's going to make them fabulous.
I like that. I like that this is a self-empowerment thing. And then, yes, by the end, this is like their origin story.
They live
right?
in a town full of poop. Like medieval time, like gross, like it is like a non-glamorous, horrible, muddy streets, poo is thrown out the window, and it's like they're gonna, because by the end, I'm just saying, if we're gonna embrace this, it is important that the glam comes from literal feces. Right? Like the glam is, the fecal matter is glam in this. It is not, I just want to make sure that we're not just, it's not just a bunch of unicorns who get jewelry, Will looking all unsure of himself. They get poo. It's not jewelry unicorns. It is unicorns with magical
glamorous
poo.
Yes, we're going to stay true to the poo. Yeah. That's,
okay. So okay. I just think if the world's going to be, no, I'm just saying that the world that they should be in, it feels like they're going to come back and be like, guys, we don't have to, even though we're living in shit, you know, we can make jewelry, you know, lemonade out of lemons. We can make jewelry out of shit. And the whole town's going to turn into, you know, this wonderful, you know,
it's
expressive.
Like poop loose.
Yeah. Okay, I've come all the way around. This is the most genius idea I've ever seen. Like, this is genius. Like, okay. It really is.
So, to Cameron's point, four friends on a magical journey, right?
Yeah.
So,
where do they start from? Where are they going?
Where
do
they
come from?
Okay, so yes, you could also do that. They're like, and they're from the farmlands or something like that. Or like, again, we're unicorn. Or do like unicorn again, because it kind of comes from, I think the joke kind of comes from the idea that unicorns already poop glitter. Like everyone always imagines unicorn poop being like magical and rainbow colored and stuff like that.
So then do they start as horses? Are they just horses?
And then the
slushy brings this horn out of their head and glitter out their butt.
And then it's like Ninja Turtles with the ooze.
Oh my god!
Because they were normal turtles, and then they drank the ooze and they became the radical Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Maybe there is like a fast food company that has this weird super slushy, and they don't. And then no one liked it. Right? Because they were like, this is weird. It tastes bad. It makes my poop turn weird colors. But then, so they dumped it, and then these horses ate it.
Oh, and then the horses
it,
got it because of massive deregulation. It got into the water table, and the horses got into it.
And so the horses ate it, and they turned into our four fabulous horses, right? They turned into our four fabulous unicorns, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then they're like, we've got to go to the city and put on a fashion show to save our farm.
Okay, there's one thing I want to make sure you don't lose sight of as well. These are indeed babies.
They're four baby foals that got separated from their mother.
That's great.
Oh, okay. Maybe it's a journey where they need to find like their families again. And then when they realize that they can't go back, they're like, whatever. We have an awesome life now drinking Starbucks and shitting it out.
And they're going to, okay.
Four baby horses.
There's like Sex in the City, but with baby horses that poo glitter.
Yeah, with baby unicorns.
So I you're hitting on something with, it's either a fashion show or there's something. What is it? Are they singers? Is it the Spice Girls? Are they fashion icons? Like, what is their thing?
If they were fat, bear with me, because then...
There's no biography of these characters,
right? But it's to your point about, like, this kind of, like, self-fulfillment, this, like, you know, positive attitude about the act of pooping, which seems to be a common thing in these, like, toys for kids.
Mm-hmm.
If it was, like, a fashion show, could it be, like, four babies that want to join a fashion show, but they're ashamed of themselves because they poop too much? They're always pooping in their pants. Like, they're not... They're like, we're not beautiful. We poop in our pants all the time. We're disgusting.
They're embarrassed about having diapers.
They're embarrassed about having diapers and pooping in their pants. And the And by the end, they're going to turn it around, and they like embrace. Not only do they embrace their sparkly poop, they start drinking it. they make purses out of it, and at the end,
they make a fast food company out of it.
It's like you know, you got your what's that movie that just came out on Netflix? You got your Jennifer Aniston playing the old fashion show or beauty pageant. She's like, you four can't join the beauty pageant. You're a bunch of babies, and you poop and smell. And they're like, oh man, we really have low self confidence because we poop and smell. We can never be part of this fashion show. And by the end, everybody's gonna be cheering because their poop and smell is so wonderful and sparkly.
It's a diaper empowerment kind of.
But I like to zero in a little bit. I do like the idea of the main character being like a toddler, right? Mm-hmm. Who not the main character, but like your human character that they help, right? Mm-hmm. Like this kid who's embarrassed about his diaper. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. that he's still potty training or whatever. I can't get over that fucking.
You're bringing in a human kid.
Yeah, like that's a human kid, right? Yeah, because it would be like maybe that's just maybe another angle on it. This kid beats these four fabulous, you know, he runs away because he got made fun of for having a diaper, right? Like her older sister was making fun of her for having a diaper. Yeah. And then these four unicorns show up to be like, hey, it's okay. We've got diapers too. Let's have a diaper fashion show.
Then you do this big, as long as the movie ends, you do this big diaper, because yes, it's this little sister is you know, being made fun of by her older sister, who's like five and now is potty trained and everything.
Yeah, it's like, you're just a stupid baby.
She's so stupid baby. She goes on this big adventure, and then they have a big poop fashion show in her sister's room, and then you hard cut, and it's just this kid smeared shit all over the sister's room.
Mad Arnold!
Sister's like,
you card.
Okay, I do like that these four wonderful, glitzy, glamorous unicorns are going to help kids
feel good about themselves.
Yeah. That's okay. Like, you're just a baby. Like, that's why you got a diaper, you know, because pooping's natural.
Diapers are cool. Yeah.
Yeah, you got to work it.
Yeah, you got to work that diaper. Okay.
So I had a thought. So the kid runs away, meets these fabulous glam unicorns.
Yes.
When we initially meet them, believe that these glam unicorns are like the height of unicorn society. Like, they're the coolest, they're self-empowering, this baby to, you know, take on her diaper. And then the like low point is we learn that these unicorns were cast out. And these unicorns, just like the young child that was thrown out, is not accepted by their society. And the baby and the baby unicorns need to learn from each other.
They'll band the outcasts.
Yeah.
Why were they cast out?
Okay, this is good though. Mm-hmm. Because here's what I was going to say, because the other thing that I like is, again, it's like you got the two kind of sides of the story, is that I also think you have these four fabulous unicorns that are living their Zoolander life in the city, right?
Yeah.
And then, but again, it is like, again, their journey is going to be about helping this kid, mm-hmm. right? This kid is going to learn to accept themselves. This is four people that have accepted themselves, but need to, like, you know, use their powers for good, and like are going to, you know, they have all the Louis the Pooey Putin bags in the world, right? But it doesn't make them happy, right?
They're not ready to help. I feel like when he meets them, they're I want to help you. They're like, oh, you're ashamed of your diaper? Oopsie for you. And they walk away.
Oh, there's probably like the one kind one, like the young one. Yeah. What's the youngest one?
Dazzle Darling.
Dazzle Darling probably empathizes the most with mm-hmm. the baby, right? So yes, it's like they're like four pooping unicorns and a baby is like kind of their story, right? Because they decide to take this. He's like, this kid's got a diaper just like us. We got to take him under our wing, or her under our wing. And they're like, all right, yeah, whatever. And then they, you know, this kid learns how to be a fabulous glamour diaper kid, and then the unicorns learn a little about taking care of someone.
Okay, maybe it's this the main kid. Can we get a name from the audience?
Oh no.
Who's the poopy kid?
I'm going to www.shits.google.com. Rhiannon Neal. I'm so sorry.
Rhiannon Neal, congratulations.
Rhiannon, baby Rhiannon.
You are the fabulous baby in the center of this movie.
Well, not at first. First, you're just a shitting baby who's ashamed of her own poop.
Which, let's be fair, we've all been there.
Okay,
we've
so I feel like, though, what is, getting back, we'll get to the unicorns in a second. I feel like Rhiannon is having like, her like second birthday party or something, like something that's leading like this mm-hmm. stress, like she's ashamed of something she's going to go to,
yeah,
right? And she gets made fun of for pooping her pants or still wearing a diaper. Maybe she's just like still wearing a diaper.
I think
a little
it's still
longer
wearing
than
a diaper. Wearing a diaper. Yeah.
And then, so then at the end, she like casts off her diaper, and then it's got like
it's not about casting off your diaper.
I don't know
about
if the lesson needs to be like, it's okay to keep.
No,
her
but, no, but it's,
listen, I think the moment we start to get too deep into, listen, we are okay. We are literally talking about a toy where unicorns eat poop and then poop that poop out again. The moment you start to think too hard about, like, what is the message we're sending? We are fucked. This ship is sunk, baby. No, we got to sail into this iceberg.
Here's what I would say, Matt. I don't know that it necessarily needs to be the kid is too old for a diaper. I think the kid can be getting made fun of for having a diaper. Yeah, like, and that's not depend. But it could be like they're getting a little old to have a diaper.
Oh, maybe.
But to me, it's like, I think it's just they got to learn to accept themselves, you know? And then maybe once they do, they can be okay letting go of it. But it's like do you know what I mean?
Maybe she's got an older sister.
Okay.
Yes, maybe she's got an older sister.
Let's say older brother.
Older brother.
And
she loves her older brother. And it's like he's 4 or 5, so he's not wearing diaper anymore. And it's going to be his birthday. And she overhears saying he doesn't want her at his birthday because she's lame now and she still wears a diaper and she's a baby. Because right, when you get 4 or 5, you're like, I'm not a baby anymore.
Yeah,
I'm cool.
Yeah, yeah.
And sad. And she's really hurt by her brother calling her a baby and that she still wears a diaper. So she tries to get rid of this diaper because she thinks that's what's going to let her go to her brother's birthday. But that's like, that's not the problem. The problem is that she's got to believe in herself and be happy with the person she is.
Uh-huh.
So her mean old, and then that's going to be what, like, she's going to stand up to her brother. She's like, hey, older brother, I'm at your birthday because I love you. I don't care if I'm wearing this diaper. I'm fabulous.
And then she's going to walk down the runway at their birthday
and
party.
And then she gives her brother a diaper fashion show.
Well, you know, because they're doing like a costume fashion show at the birthday party, right? Because it's like everyone's showing up dressed as their favorite superhero or Power Ranger or whatever, and the parents put on a little fashion like runway for them to walk down and show off their costume, right? They're very cool parents.
And he's like, what costume can you wear? All you can be is a baby because you still have a diaper. And she's like, oh.
And then she goes dressed as like
one that, you know, she's a glam diaper girl.
Yeah. Oh, maybe that's the final moment of her. Okay, so you do the four unicorns. Oh, this is very good. I mean, this movie has slid into focus. Is you do, you do, she has a different arc with each of the unicorns, right?
Yeah.
So Dazzle Darling, like the other fellow baby, is the one who's like her friend, right?
Each one has something to teach her.
And then you do like, you know, Rainbow Bright Star is like the empowering one. It's like Paddington, right?
Yeah.
Like it's Poodington.
God.
And then so you do Rainbow
Bright Star. It's over. Nope. That's it. That's the end of the episode.
Rainbow Bright Star is the one who teaches her, like, you know, how to, like, you know, like optimism, right?
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
Oopsie Starlight teaches her like that self-care, like you gotta treat yourself, right? Like the, like, you know, like, you know, like, you know, to, you know, take care of yourself. Whoopsie Doodle is like the badass, right? Mm. Who's like, I don't give a fuck about this kid, right? Like, but then you do, at the end, she dresses as Whoopsie Doodle, right?
Mm.
And then she's like, I want to go as you, Whoopsie Doodle, because you taught me not to be afraid, right? Like, and then Whoopsie Doodle's been a fucking badass the whole time. It's just like, you see that little sparkly tear well in her eye. She's like, go get him, kid. Like, do you know what I mean? It's like, oh,
that's
my God, you're
good.
The one I looked up to all along.
I wonder if you do this moment at the end, maybe if you make the brother just turned like 3 or 4, like he just got out of diapers, you could also do a thing where, like, at the birthday party when she does it, he poos his pants, but then she's the one who finds out and she comes and she helps him. He's like, it's okay, brother, like, you know.
Or he's still wearing a diaper in secret.
Oh,
maybe.
He's still wearing a diaper in secret. Because he's embarrassed. He's like, I didn't want to.
He gets his pants pulled down at his own party. Or his pants fall down at his own party, and they reveal that he has a diaper. And right as he's about to get made fun of by everybody,
she slaps him.
And she's like, hey, diapers are cool. And then she walks down.
And she throws some glitter, and then his diapers become all glittering. And then everybody starts.
And then he becomes a cool diaper boy, too.
Yeah, and then it's like, you know, wear diapers until you, like, it's okay. You wear diapers until
you're
good.
He's like transitioning. Mm-hmm. You would do that. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, he's like mid potty train, right?
Like, he went to the potty once correctly. He's like, fucking no more diapers. I'm a man now. And he started making fun of his sister. And it's like, hey, look, you don't gotta be all machismo about it. Like, you know, wear diapers until you don't need to wear diapers anymore. It's okay. Like, nobody's gonna make fun of you still potty trained.
Hey, listen, diapers, it's not a one-way street, baby. You can come back if you need to. We have, for the folks listening at home, we have two gentlemen here who are cleaning the drains, the pipes on this part of my building.
I think it's actually important to note that everything you've heard, there's been three strangers sitting in the kitchen right to the left of us, listening as well.
At us
absolutely,
so
no, I don't even think they know that we're doing a podcast, so I can't even imagine what they're thinking right now.
They had a look.
That is described as a section Cameron will cut.
No, I like that Veritas, Cameron. It's like you're here in the room with us, judging us silently
so,
with your
eyes.
I
like this older brother growing fast. Like, again, he's like a year older, and then, you know, she's really excited to go to this birthday party, and he doesn't want her to go because she's still wearing a diaper and she's lame, and it hurts her feelings, and then she runs away, and then she gets on this adventure with the poopsies.
Yes, because she runs away to throw out her diapers, right?
Yes.
Like, and then she tumbles Narnia-like into a portal into Unicorn Cool City or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah.
She literally finds all she finds. She opens the cupboard and finds all the diapers. Not only that, she opens it, so as a person who's now buying diapers in preparation for my kid, the diapers are literally numbered because, like, you know, kid grows quickly, so you got diapers. You essentially know how many diapers you're going to use for the first 3 months,
really?
The 6 months. Yeah, and then you have
she
diapers.
She finds them and has this moment where she realizes like,
how
oh
much
my-
she has left. Like, she opens up the cupboard and she's like, wait, I'm only on number 2. It's up to number 6. There's so many years. There's so many months left of diapers. And she, yeah, she has this like existential crisis where she sees her whole life ahead of her.
Yeah.
And she starts throwing them out. And then, yeah, she falls Narnia-esque as she's throwing out her diapers.
Where is
in the
this
dumpster.
Narnia? Is it? It's not,
I think
certainly
it's
not
through
a dresser.
The diaper. Do they have the diaper cabinet? No, they have the, don't they? They have like a trash can just for diapers.
Yes,
they,
yes.
Yeah, so it's like in
yeah.
there.
Oh, God. Oh, that's great. Because
she
goes
to throw them in, oh, and yes. then there's a little sprinkle of unicorn magic, and yes. then she tumbles through it.
Well, I
and
gagged.
Winds up,
I gagged yeah. a little bit.
Yep,
just
those trash cans are specifically designed just to hold a load of shit. So she literally falls into a trash can of her own shit, but then she falls into unicorn land. Poopsie
I think
land.
I love how we're actively encouraging small kids to climb into.
Yeah.
Listen, Will, like I said, just got to keep barreling forward, baby.
All right. So, yes, she winds up in Unicorn Land, right?
Yes. Yeah.
In Poopsie Surprise Land. And then she meets the 4 Poopsie Princesses.
So what problem do they have
I
that
feel
she
like it's
can help
this. It's
got to
be this. It's got to be this. 4 warring queens of a kingdom. She will come in and unite what was once a proud kingdom, now fractured. By
I don't think, you know, it's the girls all like each other, though. Do you know what I mean?
But then there's got to be something,
yeah,
Will.
To be fair, yeah.
You
don't
can't
know.
Just come in and be like, oh, great, all 4 of them teach her a lesson
no,
and we're done.
Yeah, yes, you can. That's well, again, it's 3 men and a baby. Like, it's not like the 3 men and,
no,
3
but
men and
need,
a baby are warring
no, no,
criminals
but what you need,
or something.
To Freddy's
but there's
point,
a relationship wait, there.
Sure, then do a relationship thing.
To Freddy's point, I think it could be something like that, but it may not be that. But to Freddy's point, 3 men and a baby, the conflict is 3 men have to raise a baby. So
yes.
I think you need, what are these?
What's the conflict?
Yes, what are the Poopsies going through that they need help?
Exactly.
Because when you go to Narnia, yeah. it's like Narnia's in trouble. So I don't want to discount because there could be a way that the 4 glam girls are no longer friends or something, but ignoring if it's that or something else, but there needs to be something that's happening in Poopsie
it's
Land.
It's like Alice in Wonderland, right?
Yes. There needs to be something that's happening in Poopsie Land that...
Can I throw an idea out there?
Yes.
Could you do that they really want like a pet?
Okay.
And their dad or their mom, the queen of the land, is like, you guys aren't responsible enough for a pet.
Okay.
Right? Like, it's like one of those, like, this is bullshit. Like, the princesses in other kingdoms have it. Like, we're cool. Like, we get it. And then this human falls into their land and they in secret make it their pet, essentially. Right? And then it's the arc of them learning to take care of it and be responsible and stuff like
okay.
that.
Okay. I see what, here's how we can maybe get a little bit of that good corporate satire in here. Is you do maybe she shows up and it's all wonderful at first, but these are the 4 most glamorous of the Poopsies, right? Maybe they're the only ones, the Poopsies, that are drinking these sentient, innocent creatures to make their poo extra glamorous. Maybe part of this thing is like at first, like, oh, it's all wonderful. It's kind of like a classic Treasure Island. Right, where it feels great at first, like, oh, this is so fun being a pirate, so fun being a Poopsie and being super glamorous. And then at a certain point, she starts realizing, like, are you guys drinking innocent creatures to make your poop extra glamorous? Like, you are already glamorous, Poopsies. You don't need to kill innocent creatures to be extra glamorous. Maybe not.
Like Treasure Island.
I don't.
Maybe the life as a Poopsie unicorn's not great. Okay, maybe not that. That's why Two-Face Points, it might be something fun.
I think
like,
it needs
these
to be...
4 of them are just having a friend fight, and then
they
just like she's having a fight with her brother.
Sure, yeah, I can think they can be having a friend fight. I think you can do.
Yeah,
or
they're not talking
be...
to each other, and she needs to unite them. Unite the kingdoms.
Okay, so...
Wait, what is your aversion to this? I'm curious, because you've reacted very strongly.
To me, I just don't want to do something that is going to... Because to me, the core thing is the kids' growth, right? And so, like, you want an arc for the 4 princesses. No, they're not princesses. They're whatever they are. We want for the 4 friends that supports that and engages with it in the right way. And so, like, to me, like, if they're all fighting with each other, like, I'm just like,
no, that's why. So to me, that's like the
wait,
bear with me, because if you do like Care Bears or the pony one, why am I
My Little Pony?
My Little Pony, Jesus. I mean, that's literally all those stories
My
are.
My Little Pony, Jesus.
All those stories are. They have friend fights, and what's fun is like her problem is self confidence. She's a caring person. I like that these 4 people are best friends.
Okay.
And they fight over this new pet, kind of in the Simpsons where they fight over the comic book. And her growth is going to be through the problems that these 4 Poopsie unicorns have with each other. She's going to learn that she is worthwhile as a friend, and she's confident, and she's great, and she helped these 4, you know, friends come back together.
So, okay, here's what I would suggest then, is that I would do that, and maybe this is how you do it, rather than do the pet thing. What if you do that? So she shows up, and then the first one she meets is the baby whatever, she's mm-hmm. Dazzle Darling, right? And she's like, I need to get back home for my brother's birthday party, right? Like the, and Dazzle Darling is like, oh, if me and my four friends get together and we all drink a magical slushy, we can poop out a poop portal for you to go home, right? But like, my friends aren't talking to each other right now. It's total drama. So mm-hmm. she's like, well, we got to go get your friends back together. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? And so then you would do the sort of progression is her, each act is like with a different friend, and then she brings them all together.
You could do that right before she got here. The four Poopsie Unicorns were doing the Poopsie Unicorn beauty contest, and they got a four-way tie. And they're all upset at each other because they all want to be the most glamorous. And what they're going to learn is, like, you don't have to be the most glamorous. You just got to be yourself. Like, that's what matters. Like, they should have been happy that they're the four friends who are the four poopsiest of the unicorns.
They have this stupid fight
that all of a sudden instigated all the
other
stuff.
They don't want to share the trophy.
Yes.
Dude, they won a trophy for being, like, the best, you know, the best friends award, right? And then they won't know. Everyone's like, well, I did all the work on the trophy to get the trophy or something like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they're like, yes, if the four of us can all poopsie at the same time, we can send you back to your land. But I'm not talking to Oopsie, because Oopsie definitely was not as glamorous as me, and she got the trophy as well, and she's taking it right now. She took it for an extra day because she wanted to share it to her mommy.
So it was like a Stanley Cup situation where each of them holds on to it.
Mm-hmm. And Rainbow just wants everybody to admit that she's definitely the most dazzling.
So then in terms of the arc for them, so like do they all live in the same place, right? This isn't like she's going to different kingdoms or something.
No.
Okay. Yeah, and by the way, based on the canon established by the commercials for this, it appears to be essentially they all live in the outdoor mall known as the Grove. Like it just looks like they are in Beverly Hills.
I love that they live in like a mall.
Yeah, a giant
this
mall
whole
kingdom.
Kingdom's a mall.
And then I would do that. Maybe the actual trophy itself was an evil plot by the bad guy to split them apart, so he could take over. Right?
Who would that be?
Well, it'd be like their
big brother.
Yes. So look, I think it's classic, especially if it's going to ultimately be about her being good, because not only is it about self confidence. It's also her empathizing with her brother, realizing what's wrong with her brother, that her brother is just insecure as well. Mm-hmm. So this is fucking the bad guy's Snow White. It's the bad guy's the person who wanted to be the most glamorous of them all, looked in the magic poop mirror, found out these four girls were the most glamorous, they're gonna win, and they pitted them against each other, and in the end those four glamorous poopsies are going to realize that this is an insecure unicorn that also needs to embrace
needs
their own glam.
Yeah.
And then in doing that, she's like, oh my god, my brother just is insecure as well, like I need to go, of course my brother doesn't want me around because he's embarrassed of still wearing a diaper. So I gotta tell him it's okay to wear a diaper just like me. And then she's gonna get warped back and then, you know, stand up for herself at the birthday party.
In that case, I would make that what's the badass one?
Yes, it's one of the four. It's one of the four.
Whoopsie Doodle is the fourth one.
She found out she was equal to her friend. Like, she always she always thought she was the most.
Well, you could also do, they don't have to be friends with Whoopsie Doodle.
You're right, at the beginning.
It could be this trio.
Yes.
And then this is the fourth member of the quartet. It becomes a quartet at the end.
Yes, I like that.
Yes, so then I would do, it's these three. It's her, Dazzle Darling, and then she's like, well, maybe me and my friends can help you get home. And it's her friends, Rainbow, Brightstar, and Oopsie Starlight. The three of them are having a fight right now. And the, she's got to go figure out what's going on in the two. So the first thing becomes like sort of like, you know, squashing this beef between the three of them. And then, you know, maybe like while they're all pitted against each other, Whoopsie Doodle steals the trophy.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? And then they got to go get the trophy back, and then they realize that Whoopsie Doodle is, you know, is hurt because they didn't invite Whoopsie Doodle along to one of their parties and they just forgot. And then, but they didn't realize that deep down,
oh my
Whoopsie
gosh,
Doodle,
I sent that text.
They just had no bars. And then deep down, Whoopsie Doodle felt like she was like the other ones didn't like her as much. And so then they have to be nicer to their friend, and they realize it takes all four of their poops to get them home.
Well, I was going to say it takes all five. In fact, what you have to do is Rhiannon actually has to, she's not pooping in diapers anymore. She refuses to put on a diaper. So she's also like messing up, trying to like poop. She's trying to potty train. But
oh,
she's
you have
not
to activate
yet.
Your magical diaper?
Yes. And they're like, you got to put a diaper back on. She's like, no, I'm not a diaper baby anymore. It's like, in order to get back home, you got to put on a diaper. She's like, if it means putting on a diaper, I don't even want to go home. They're like, come on, Rhiannon. Being wearing a diaper is cool. glamorous.
The poor. The poor tool needs atoms from your universe to center itself.
I think that's kind of a movie.
It's a short movie.
It's a short movie. It's a kid's movie. It's like a 30-minute TV special.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I mean, kids have pretty short attention spans, to be fair. This is definitely for like 4-year-olds, right? Dumbo is 64 minutes long. So as long as we're 64
as long as we're
minutes
Dumbo.
Long. Yeah.
Dumbo. Is there something there?
Very good, Will.
Okay, so let me see if I can do the five act for this, right? So act one, we're in the real world with
Rhiannon.
We're with Rhiannon, right? And she is this little girl.
Sorry, I'm sorry, Rhiannon. Go ahead.
No, sorry. You got a great character, Rhiannon.
She's in her zone of comfort. You know, maybe she has these magic. Maybe she has the toys, mm-hmm. right? Like the.
So you're saying everything's like kind of a methane based poo hallucination that she's
like. Maybe she's playing with the poopsie unicorns at the beginning.
I think
maybe
she's trying to do something for her brother.
Oh yeah. No, that's true.
If it's her brother's birthday, she's like
she's making her costume for the brother's costume party.
Yes.
And so she's making her costume. And she's trying to figure out a costume and how get her mom to help her. Right. The mom's busy helping the kid get the mom and dad are busy helping the kid get ready for the party.
Yeah.
And then yes, she comes in with this idea for her costume where she wants to put glitter on her diaper. Right.
Yes.
And then. She walks in on hearing the brother being like, I don't want my stupid sister at this party because she's
ruining my party.
This is a classic
kid's understanding that other kids have emotions too. Because what it is like, you would start with her and her brother having a great time. They're working on costumes together.
Yeah.
And then you do, there's a knock at the door and the neighbor comes and the other 3-year-old kid's there and they're talking. They're sharing action figures. And he's like, oh, is that your sister? She still wears a diaper. She's stupid.
Perfect.
And then all of a sudden the brother comes back and she's like, oh, look, I added glitter. He's like, you're stupid. You wear a diaper. And she runs away and she's like, why does my brother hate me now? Yeah. And then she's ashamed of herself. So we know what happened, but she doesn't understand that he's just upset.
So she runs away to threaten. And then she has her stasis equals death moment, as realizing how many diapers she has.
Yeah, she has 2 years of diapers already bought for her, lined up, ready to go.
So then she
those
goes.
Those are some good parents.
So she's going to throw the diapers out, right? She tries to flush them down the toilet, and then she falls into the toilet and gets sucked in.
I think she goes to the toilet. It's pretty good. Oh, no.
I would rather have a kid accidentally fall into a diaper bin than just try to drown themselves in a toilet.
It's pretty hard to go into a diaper bin. Have child safety.
Just to be clear, no children are listening to this, this movie will never get made.
She goes into the dump. She goes into the dump and she like falls down and rolls down a hill into a forest or something.
It's got to be the magical
diaper. All right. It's the diaper. It's the diaper bin.
All right, so she falls into the diaper bin and winds up in the Poopsie Surprise Unicorn Kingdom. And so then she's like, holy shit, what am I doing here? Yeah. I'm freaked out, you know, and it's this magical place
where everybody's wearing diapers.
Everyone's wearing diapers and they drink their fabulous drinks and their poop tastes like glitter their poop tastes like glitter. And then it gets recycled back into the drinks they're drinking. And she's like, whoa, this place is super cool. And she meets Dazzle Darling, right? And she's like, Dazzle Darling, I need help getting home.
Yes.
And Dazzle Darling is like maybe weak and not weak, but she's timid, right? Like Dazzle Darling's very shy.
Yeah.
And so then Dazzle Darling is lost. Maybe Dazzle Darling got lost from the other two, Rainbow Brightstar and Oopsie Starlight. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like Oopsie Starlight and Rainbow Brightstar were having a fight and Dazzle Darling ran away.
Yes.
And she's like, but you know, I bet those two know how to get you back to where you're going. So we got to go find them in the mall.
Yes.
So then they do this adventure where they're going through the mall. They go to In Then Out Burger and the that smells Taco Bell.
I like that's about not comparing yourself to others. I would do that actually is leading up to the beauty contest and these four friends had a fight leading up to it. So that's kind of their pressure. They're not talking to each other anymore. And like, again, because you would do that, this one looked into the poo mirror and discovered that the three of her friends are more glamorous than her. So that got her upset. So there's this whole fight.
Wait,
and so they're talking to each other and all
that.
So
there's a magic toilet that can tell the future.
Because what's going to happen is that all four of them are going to walk down the aisle together as friends and they don't care who wins or whatever. Yeah. And then they'll become friends again. They're like, okay, let's send you back to your world. And it's just like, it's just the kids learning about that. Her brother's got his own problems and emotions and to understand them. You don't compare yourself to others. Yeah. Like, you're all beautiful in your own poopy, special poopy way.
Maybe she teaches them all a song to sing together.
Oh, yes.
Well, I was going to say, I had a thought of if the fashion show requires a four-person group and they're not friends, then Oopsie, Rainbow, and Dazzle, the three, they say, oh, we can use this child to be our fourth person. And so they use Rhiannon as the fourth, and Rhiannon then realizes they're just having me because they're insecure and Whoopsie's insecure, so I have to bring the four back together.
So she convinces Whoopsie to be the fourth.
So it's only when the four unicorn girls are together that then creates the power that can send Rhiannon back.
They're like, welcome to the Poopsie Beauty Contest. As you all know, as it is every year, the winner of this gets a portal to the real world for some reason. And
no, it's like they get a wish.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they're going to use the wish to send their friend home.
Yes.
And she realizes that this universe will murder any human intruder. So she's like, I can't be in this. They'll know that I'm a human.
I like their problem is so stupid that their problem was that they just couldn't agree if they all one what the wish was going to be. And Poopsie, and Poopsie's like, but my wish was to give you a present, Whoopsie. She's like, that's stupid. My wish was to give you a present. He's like, my wish was to give you a present. Like,
four-way gift of the MAGA. I love it.
And they all get mad at each other because they can't agree on the present again or something stupid. Anyways.
So, okay, so she are sort of like, act one ends with her tumbling into the portal. Act two is her meeting Dazzle Darling. Yes. And then she and Dazzle Darling find the other two. And then they find out whatever the beef between the friends is, right? And now it's like, okay, well, you know, our friend ran away and isn't talking to us anymore, so you can be the new fourth member of our squad as we get ready for this fashion show, right? And so then she's learning from the two of them about this fashion show, right? And then meanwhile, like, Whoopsie Doodle is like...
Rhiannon should not wear a diaper during this thing. Like, that's what you do. She's in a world of all diapers, and she's insecure, so she's like, oh, you guys still wear diapers? That's kind of cool. But she has something that, like, I think she puts on a diaper at the end of this.
Sure. Yeah. So okay. I would do that, like, it's like, Whoopsie Doodle is like, those two aren't the friends you think they are. They're blah, 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 blah. So she's, like, getting, I would do that, like, she's getting embroiled in this friend drama as it's going on, right? So she's learning these lessons again, like, you know, she learns how to, like, you know, strut her stuff and not be be herself from Rainbow Bright Star, and she learns to, like, you know, relax and take care of herself from Oopsie Starlight. And then meanwhile, like, Whoopsie Doodle hangs over this thing like the Phantom of the Opera, right? Yes. Like, their friend who they keep running into at different places or whatever. And then she's curious, so she goes out because she has to learn Whoopsie Doodle's part for the thing, right?
Yes.
So she goes out to find Whoopsie Doodle, and then you have like your sort of like midpoint. Sort of like act four thing is learning the story of what went down from Whoopsie Doodle, where Whoopsie Doodle's like, my friends betrayed me or whatever, right? And she doesn't really quite get everything that's going on. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah. Your act four is that she has to embrace and put on a diaper to join the... She puts on a diaper, but then lets the four of them go up on the beauty contest or whatever. Like, she embraces her own diaper-wearing ways, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to think what the turn is in the movie. Like, what's the... It feels like we're missing a little something.
Yeah.
All right, so it feels like this fashion show
is... Feels like she would decide...
Four.
I feel like it would be like she decides not to go home in order to make these four friends come together. Like, she does the, you know, your friendship is so important. Like, I'm not going to ruin a friendship just to go home or whatever. And she does it. And then, you know, she gets rewarded
Can I throw something out there? Rather than doing... Hear me out.
Yeah.
Rather than doing that... Okay, bear with me.
Yeah.
Rather than doing the Whoopsie Doodles on the outs from the beginning, do that the four of them are putting together this fashion show. Just hear me out.
Yeah. No,
and then she's like, okay, they're like, we need a fifth or whatever, right?
Yes.
Like, is the and you know, now that we have you, we can do it and blah, 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 right? So she's learning from the friends. But as the training is going on, the friend drama starts to bring the group apart, right?
Yes.
Their insecurities. Like, I think I'm the most, you know, like, I think I should sing the song at the end. I don't think it should be about who's the prettiest. Like, that seems a little, like, loaded. But, like, the, like, whoever's going to sing the song at the end, right? Like, and it's like this jockeying over who's going to sing the song. And then I would do, at the tournament, which is Act 4, you do...
Whoopsie gets her own team.
Or, no. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, they go, there's, like, the semifinal round, right? Mm-hmm. Before the final round. And they win the semifinal round, but... One of them takes the mic, right? Mm-hmm. And cuts out, or like, you know, like the, or, and then basically you do, they win, but it causes this big fight and the friends group breaks up right before the finale, right? Mm-hmm. And then so she's got to like reunite everybody and get the, you know, heal the wound, so to speak, so that they can do their big performance at the end.
You got your third act is more like a journey of self-discovery, and then she gets her moment of self-discovery, but in doing so, you know, almost accidentally the friendship has broken up and now she has to learn the greater meaning to get the friends back together to...
Something like that. You're saying that they split up, like, before the tournament.
Yeah, I was gonna say you could even do that. Like, again, if they have some fight, you could do that. They're like, "Where is Whoopsie? Like, where is she?" And then all of a sudden, Whoopsie shows up with like another group of people or something, and then wins the competition without them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're all like hurt and whatnot. And then she's won the wish, and she's upset at, because you would do, she's jealous. She's upset of Rhiannon because Rhiannon seems to be like the cool new friend now, and maybe she's feeling insecure.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah,
that's
so
good.
She wins,
and then they
get a wish, and she's like, "Sorry, you're never going home, Rhiannon. If you like my friend so much, go ahead and stay here forever and be friends with him forever." And like Rhiannon, then you get like the classic, like Rhiannon doesn't realize, like, oh, like Whoopsie's like feeling insecure, and she like, I feel like I stepped in on her or whatever like that. But then like the four of them come and like sing to Whoopsie, being like, "You're always our favorite Whoopsie," or something like that. And then she feels bad.
Oh, okay. I like this. Okay. Yes. Because you would do. We have like the other three who are like, you remember the Misfits in Gem and the Holograms, like the badass girl group that's like the bad guys. You do. There's like another, like there's a dark friend group that are luring Whoopsie. Right. And then so you do. Yeah. She betrays the team and joins their team and they win. Right.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, shit. And then she's like, I'm going to use the wish at the wishing ceremony tomorrow to make sure you never go home.
Yeah.
Right. And then It's like, oh crap, what are we going to do? There's nothing we can do. We're screwed. And then she realizes, like, no, whoopsies just hurt. Like, whoopsies just, you know, felt I alienated or whatever. So then the three of them, the four of them, sing whoopsies' favorite song. Like, it's like whoopsies about to cast her wish to make their friends group the most popular in the world or whatever, right? Or like, you know, like to whatever, the wishes, right?
Yeah.
And instead, they interrupt, they storm the castle, so to speak, by singing their song and appealing to whoopsies' heart. And then whoopsies' like evil friends are like, no, give us the wish. We're all going to get new iPhones. And then, and she totally be new iPhones. Yeah. And then she's like, no, I wish, you know, for, you know, my friends to be back, to be whole again, and for, you know, Rhiannon to get to go home.
And then the poopsies are like, our real wish is that you'll never leave us, Rhiannon, but we know you need to leave. Yeah. You're our best friend. And they all drink slushies.
It's been a long day.
And they all drink slushies and they all... and then they all squirt out poop. And then Rhiannon goes home.
She opens in this and she shows up just in time to save her brother's bacon at his own party. And then they become friends at the end. And they're playing, and now it's like, what did the brother get for her at the birthday party? It's her four best friends in toy form, and now they can play with them all day.
Yes. And then the end of the movie comes with an Amazon.com link, affiliate link, to buy all the great poopsies.
Yep. Hey, you know what? Mm-hmm. That's a movie, guys.
That's a movie.
A pretty good movie. it's called Slime Surprise.
Yeah, it is.
Poopsie Slime Surprise.
Poopsie Slime Surprise. Yeah. A very poopsie Christmas.
Oh, and amazing. It's the exact same plot of Death by Potato.
We stumbled upon it serendipitously.
So, there's only so many stories in the world. You know, there's man goes on a journey, there's stranger comes to town. Yeah. There's Death by Potato, and there's Poopsie Unicorn Adventure.
All right, Poopsie Unicorn Surprise.
I like that movie quite a bit.
Yeah.
That's a wholesome little movie about pooping unicorns.
If that movie's made by the time my daughter is 3 or 4 years old, I would show her it. So,
mission accomplished.
Get
mission
on
accomplished.
It.
Wonderful.
Poopsie Unicorn Surprise. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll see you in a second.
Back to WKEP at night. Up next, looks like we've got a PSA from local forest ranger Duck Newton.
Do I start now or?
Yeah, and lean in, Duck.
Yeah, sorry. Okay, I wanted to address the unfortunate situation that. Okay, listen, two people, good people that I and a lot of y'all have known our whole lives, are dead, torn to shreds by
a savage, bloodthirsty beast that defies human comprehension. If you'd like to know more, stop by the Cryptonomica, Kepler's premier museum of the macabre, just off Highway 20.
Come on. We just wanted to warn y'all, to beg you. If you see one of those things out in the forest, don't fight. Don't scream. Run. Run as far as you can.
Doc, it's almost midnight. Listen, folks, if you see anything, please go to thelamplighter.org and let us know. And get behind a locked door tonight.
Anything else we need to... They're leaving. Okay, well, that's thelamplighter.org, and stay safe out there, Kepler.
Welcome back, folks, and we're going to revive a segment that we haven't done in a little bit in honor of our good friend and actual Hollywood professional, Cameron Covell. We're doing an elevator pitch, and Cam, it's on you this time, buddy. It's time for you to take the reins and get this movie made.
We actually found the portal to Poopsie Land.
Yeah.
And we're kind of all busy. We all have holiday stuff to do. So we're actually going to send you.
Yeah.
If you don't mind, we're going to send you in there, and maybe you can pitch it to the unicorns and see if they're willing to kind of do our movie.
I feel very confident. All right. Hey, thanks, guys, for sending me off. I appreciate the help.
Good luck.
Just
right
in there. Just take
all right,
a, just
here we
nose,
go.
Nose first.
One, two, three. Where? I'm in a forest? What are those birds around me? I gotta walk through.
Whoa, guys, check it out. Who's this weird human?
Whoa, are you?
Hey.
Sparkly unicorns?
You bet your ass. Name's Dookie Rockstar.
Yeah.
Hi, Dookie. Who are your friends?
I'm Shartsy Glitterbottom.
Hi, Shartsy.
And I'm Steamy Dreamy.
We're a creative, collective, innovative studio, a trio of Hollywood poop unicorns
and executives.
We've got the IP rights to the Poopsie Surprise Girls.
And the IPU rights.
The IPU rights to the Poopsie Surprise brand, and we're looking for a hotshot screenwriter to
to make a movie out of it.
A hot shot screenwriter for a hot take.
So what do you have for us there, Cam?
Wow, well, let me tell you, I have the story for you guys. It's about this girl, Rhiannon, okay? She's a young child, but she is self-conscious that she still wears diapers.
We've all been there. But diapers are red. That's insane.
She just doesn't know it yet. Oh. So she encounters her brother, who's feeling like diapers aren't cool.
You're telling me that her brother thinks diapers aren't cool?
Can you believe it?
Should kill that guy.
So, in a fit of self-conscious rage, she opens up the diaper bin and sees that she only has a couple months left of diapers. So she tumbles into the diaper
only
bin.
Only a couple months? Because that would be easy. You mean like a long time.
Don't backseat bitch, Sharzy.
So in a fit of self-conscious rage, she tumbles into the diaper bin and into this magical world where she encounters the dazzled darling unicorn. And in there, she brings her to her three friends, Rainbow Brightstar, Oopsie Starlight, and Whoopsie Doodle. These three friends are on a mission to win a beauty contest / fashion show / singing competition.
Yeah, makes sense.
So she decides...
We have those all the time.
She decides to join up with them so they can get their one wish. But in the process, drama starts, and the group starts tumbling apart, and Whoopsie Doodle.
Oh, no.
Whoopsie Doodle decides, you know what? I'm going to have my own team, and joins another group of angrier unicorns?
Yeah, that's probably us.
joins you guys, and
we've been trying to poach Whoopsie for years.
I love this movie.
She's exactly what we need to win the beauty contest, fashion show, singing competition.
And then in the final contest, Whoopsie Doodle and her evil unicorns win, and the three friends and Rhiannon don't, and Whoopsie Doodle's gonna use her wish to make her the popularest unicorn in the city, but Oopsie, Rainbow, and Dazzle and Rhiannon decide to go and sing Whoopsie's favorite song, which turns it back to her side, and Rhiannon is sent back, proud and ready to show off her new diapers to her friends.
What's the name of that song?
Why did you
song?
Interrupt? Cam was on a roll there.
What's the name of that song? I'm so curious.
The name of the song she sings? One for me, two for you.
How does that one go again?
Yeah, can you give us like a verse of that?
Yeah, the only songs I know are sort of Nazi inspired.
All right, well, it sounds like it's time to send you back to your world.
Before your radical ideas become norm here.
Before your radical fascist ideas take hold in this beautiful Pootopia.
Well, guys, I don't know about you, but I want to use my one wish to get this Nazi out of Poopsie Land.
Nazi / criminal.
All right, well, thanks, Cam.
Thank you.
Poo powers unite! Whoa!
Cam, how'd it go?
Guys, it went really bad. I told them I was a Nazi.
Oh,
that's the one thing you're not supposed to do.
You're not supposed to tell people.
I know.
Like
the
one don't thing. Start with that. Don't end with that. It should be nowhere in the
don't
pit.
Don't ever say that.
Cameron.
Well, sorry, guys.
That's why we don't put Cam out on the pitches, that's for sure.
That's why I stay in the editing room.
Oh, no. Boy. Well, Cam, it was an absolute delight to have you on the podcast.
Yes.
Wonderful having you on my podcast, guys.
Dude, he switched it on us. Shit, he has a podcast now.
Power move.
All right. Thank you, Cameron, for taking the time away from your family to talk about rainbows and poop and unicorn with us on this Story Break, the most professional, well-produced podcast
in all of
Hollywood.
This is the episode that's coming out before Christmas. This is the Christmas episode.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, you ingrates.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.
All right, thank you, Cameron, once again. Thank you to MaximumFun.org for having us on their podcast network for now. I think when Jesse gets an earful of this one, I might be getting an email or a call or a text or something. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Happy Honda days.
Happy Honda days. Beth, that was a tweet that Beth did there last week. That was
great. That was a very good tweet from Beth May.
We
sure do have some fan art, so pump your dang brakes. Matt Arnold.
Oh, I thought we didn't because we record this so quickly.
Thanks to our good friend, cool friend, a.k.a. Yule friend, who gave us a very funny take on the end of The Boys Are Back in Town for Christmas as a sort of mashup from The Thing, which is very good and will be on our Twitter Thanks as well to El Chromium for giving us this super good Predator meme.
Oh, yeah, really
with
great.
The boys and Santa on Christmas night both being back in town. And then Kyle Brocklehurst, friend zone champion and caricature artist extraordinaire, did a really awesome piece of Cruisin' USA art featuring him snipping the brake cables on Burt Reynolds and
our heroine
from the movie. So we'll have Kyle's piece of art on our Twitter as well. You can also find him at KB Caricatures on Twitter. So that was the art this week.
Yeah, you can see that on our Twitter at RJ Storybreak, also our Facebook bit.ly/StorybreakFB, the group. That's where we're all hanging out. Thanks everybody. Happy Honda days.
Thanks to Cameron Covell for slicing and dicing this episode.
Thanks to you guys. It's always a blast editing and listening to you guys. I have a fun time doing it.
Sometimes.
So thank you all.
Sometimes.
Cam, why don't you sign us out here? Why don't you start the.
All right. Well, this has been Story Break, friends. And until next time, poopsie
is
whoopsie
doopsie.
Dabadoo.
Oh, my God. Thanks, everybody.
Hello, Maximum Fun. I am Oliver Wong, scholar, journalist, DJ, etc.
And I'm Morgan Rold. I'm a music supervisor who loves stilettos. We host Heat Rocks, a music podcast where we talk to influential artists and scholars about the albums that changed their lives. On our most recent episode, we had the chance to talk with none other than R&B legend Macy Gray about one of her favorite albums, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy by Yeezy.
We get deep talking about everything from Kanye's college dropout days all the way up to his most recent shenanigans.
I just think it's weak, and I don't think he has to do that, and I was just disappointed.
So make sure you, dear listener, are subscribed, because you definitely do not want to miss this conversation.
Heat Rocks every Thursday right here on Maximum Fun.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.